From NPR West, this is Day to Day. Madeline Brand is away. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a conversation with an astronaut in orbit. We'll ask your questions. First, more earthly matters. President Bush is on Capitol Hill today. He's encouraging House Republicans to support White House-backed legislation on the war against terrorism. So far, House Republicans are being encouraging. But he's running into more problems in the Senate, especially with legislation on how to treat detainees. We're joined by NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, it's not that common at all for Mr. Bush to go up to Capitol Hill, is it? What's he doing there?
It's not that common. He seems to do it about once a year or so, usually when there's some pressing issue on the table. Interesting that he is going to the House side today. The House has been much more reliable in the White House's view in terms of going along with what the president wants on some of these issues. Let's call this trip today kind of care and feeding. He wants to thank them for recent support they've given him on some key pieces of legislation, but also to make sure they are kind of ready for the fights that will be coming in the future, as it's likely that the Senate will pass different versions of some of these bills, and there'll be some compromise battles.
These bills in the Senate, this is how, what do you do with these detainees? And the kinds of questions that they're asking are very fundamental. What sorts of evidence can you bring in against people? Can you keep evidence that you're going to use in court secret from the person that you're trying to prosecute? And there are three Republicans on the Senate Armed Services Committee. These are important Republican senators who are saying we don't like that approach. So where does the White House actually think it stands in this?
Well, here is what the White House is saying now. They are focusing as much, too, on the interpretation of what Article 3 of the Geneva Conventions says. And that speaks also to how you can actually treat these detainees once you have them in custody. And one thing that White House Press Secretary Tony Snow is saying this morning is, please don't treat this as the big showdown at the OK Corral with President Bush on one side and then on the other side with their six shooters strapped on, Senators McCain, Warner, and Graham. He says everybody is, in one sense, on the same page in that they do want to work together to find some sort of a solution here so they can get through this in the Senate. But at the same time, he comes out with what has to be seen as a bit of a threat this morning. He says the CIA director, General Hayden, has looked at the bill as it currently exists in the Senate, again, still in draft form, still in the early stages, but that if it were to pass in that form, then this whole program of detaining and interrogating these terror suspects, as the CIA has been doing it, would have to be shut down. So there's the threat that's presented there, along with kind of the conciliatory remarks.
Okay, and just to be clear, that is the White House spokesman Tony Snow who is reporting these comments from General Hayden, the director of the CIA.
Exactly. We have not heard them from Hayden, but Hayden has relayed that point of view to the White House.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne with us from Washington today. Thank you, Don.
My pleasure.